Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, nursing shortages throughout the state and across the U.S. were an issue for many healthcare facilities. And so joining us this morning from White River Health Systems are Lacey Crawford and Taylor Morse to talk a little bit about nurse recruiting and what it takes to be a nurse and some career opportunities at White River Medical Center in Batesville. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about the career opportunities right now that you have at White River Medical Center, especially in the realm of patient care.
So I'm Taylor. I'm a manager of patient experience and nurse recruiting at White River Medical Center. We have bedside nurse positions open in nearly every unit, particularly our med-surg units, which is a great unit for new grads to start out on. Lots of experience there helps to create a really well-rounded nurse. We also have inpatient care, some openings for certified scrub technicians and respiratory therapists. Those are all positions, LPNs, RNs, scrub techs, respiratory therapists. Those are all positions right now that we are offering sign-on commitment bonuses to.
All right. And tell me about those sign-on bonuses. Have you updated those recently?
We have. For LPNs, surgical technicians, and respiratory therapists, the sign-on bonus is $7,000 with a three-year commitment. For RNs, it's a $10,000 sign-on bonus with a three-year commitment. These are for new hires coming in directly, so existing LPNs, existing RNs, existing scrub techs. For those that are currently in a program to obtain their degrees and licensures, we offer a student stipend program. And Lacey, do you want to elaborate on that?
The student stipend goes along with the residency program. The residency program is offered through the education department, and this is something that we've recently just started back this month, but we want to continue with it. It's a 12-week program, and the resident will choose three different clinical areas, with one being med-surg. They'll do monthly clinical reflections to review their experiences and will be paid as an RN during their program, and then they'll receive any applicable hourly differentials as well. This is great for new nurses or those with little to no experience in acute care. As far as the stipend for an LPN, it's the same overall bonus, but you'll get $300 a month for 1 year, and then you'll get a $3,400 bonus at the end of the program. And for RNs, it's $500 a month for a year, and then a $4,000 lump sum bonus at the end of their program.
Now, Taylor, you talked about this being primarily for new hires. What about the current employees and also students?
So for our current employees and students within our organization, we offer several in-house contracts. What that is employees can sign a contract to work in specific units, and then they get an increased rate of pay for the duration of that contract. We also have weekend option contracts for both students and existing employees. So weekend option, you work 2 days, of course, your Saturday and Sunday, and then you work another day throughout the week at an increased rate of pay.
Very nice. I guess the only other question is, how do people who are qualified and interested, how do they apply?
To take advantage of our sign-on bonuses and look at our open positions, you can go to our website. It is whiteriverhealthsystem.com/careers. It's got all of our information about our sign-on bonuses there, as well as the student stipends. And you can apply online by using that link. If you have any questions about nursing residency, in-house contracts, weekend options, anything like that, you can give me a call. My number is 870-262-1226, or you can reach out to Lacey.
And my number is 870-262-1488.
All right, very well. Lacey Crawford and Taylor Morris in with us this morning, talking a little bit about nurse recruiting and career opportunities at White River Medical Center in Batesville. And ladies, of course, it goes without saying you guys have been at the front line during this pandemic, and thank you so much for your dedication and your service to folks.
Thank you.